And this time on Culture File, the return of comedian and writer Maurice Gohan, who's fled her Kilkenny lockdown for a studio somewhere in the south of France. Let's not judge. An ideal location to reassert her status as a proud, lifelong monoglot. Let's not judge. Instead, let's just look for someone to blame.
On my way back to London, to resume the life I'd put on pause in March, I took a slight detour. And now I'm holed up in the south of France, with no return ticket. How bohemian. I love the south of France because I'm the type of person to say the south of France, instead of cutting to the chase and specifying the city I'm in. Sure, yes, I'm living in Nice, but I like the air of mystique and the sense of grandeur in saying, I'm in the south of France. I'm like Americans who visit Ireland for a week and talk about their trip to Europe. I don't speak French, which I didn't foresee as a problem. I lived in Amsterdam for 2 years and never learned a word of Dutch, and I got by fine. And I don't say that with pride. It's incredibly ignorant, I know. Languages just aren't my thing. When I try to learn, nothing resonates. It's like a foreign language to me. I got consistent C's in Spanish and Irish all through secondary school. I've never been able to grasp another language, so I've given up completely in trying. The first time I went on holiday abroad, we went to Spain when I was 12. We went to the type of place where everyone else was Irish and British, and you don't leave the holiday complex you're on for 2 weeks. Down to the pool, over to the restaurant for dinner, karaoke in the bar that night, and you just end up staying within the 100-meter radius of your apartment for 14 days. And then you come home sunburned and delighted. Lovely to experience another culture, wasn't it? You know what I'm talking about. On the first night, we got dinner in the same restaurant we would eat at for 13 more nights. It had a menu in Spanish, but in italics underneath were the English, and all the waiters spoke English. And because I had 2 years of Spanish lessons under my belt, my father thought it would be an A1 idea for me to place our order in Spanish. So I stumbled and stuttered and anglicized through the dos pollo con potatoes, patatas, and The waiter smiled or grimaced. It was hard to tell in the low lighting. Our Spanish princess, my dad screamed 45 minutes later when I completed the order, swelling with pride at my show of worldliness. His Spanish involved adding the letter O to the English words. Tu biro, please O, good man O. And the waiters understood him because they spoke English. I was delighted they spoke English. I was so happy to speak the most common language that other languages catered to me, learning my tongue. I remember sitting with my dad and telling him, I'm really glad the English invaded us so we speak their language. My dad slammed down his glass so hard, liquid flew up in the air. Blasphemy, don't ever say that. Your ancestors are rolling in their graves at those words. Sorry, oh. In Amsterdam, it wasn't a problem to not speak Dutch. Everyone spoke perfect English. In France, it's a bit more difficult. The French don't cater to us like the rest of Europe do. I have to Google translate everything and do a lot of pointing. Oui, that man's dish over there, merci. I'm living in a studio that opens up to a courtyard, and all my neighbours are French. None of them speak English. My next door neighbour knows the words hello, good night, and iPhone. He knocks on my door every evening and offers me a bite of his dinner. He offers the fork and smiles, and I always say no, merci, because COVID. And he gives me a thumbs up and says, good night, iPhone. In response to him, I know three of my own words. Bonjour, petite, and iPhone. Turns out iPhone is the same in French as English. Capitalism transcends countries, it would seem. We communicate in these five words and thumbs up and thumbs down. If we spoke each other's language, we might hate each other. But instead, he's one of the best mates I've ever had. Bonjour, thumbs up, iPhone. Hello, good night. The language of love, some call French. But maybe the language of friendship is iPhone.
Maurice Gohan there on the international language of gadgets. And next time on Culture File, we'll be joining some live streams at Dublin Theatre Festival.